How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys, and especially it's been a quick week. It's funny, we don't get to enjoy the wins near as long whenever you got Thursday Night Football after a huge victory. Like I wish we could, I don't know, relish this a little bit more so that we could enjoy that probably the most dominating performance the 49ers have had this year, coming off that Chicago win. And I think the Rams would say the same thing. They finally beat a quality opponent and the Buffalo Bills and freaking went ham. Really wish we could be here a little bit longer, but this is the way the NFL goes. We have been screwed repeatedly. This is one of the first times this season, especially the last 2 months, that the 49ers are not at a disadvantage based off of rest. In fact, you had the Rams play after us, and so we might have and then they got to travel to us. So, like, it's an equal playing field, which, you know, for the 49ers, good Lord, that's about as great as you could ask for this year, because we've just been absolutely, it just hasn't been close to fair with kind of how this season has gone. So today what we're doing is we are focusing on our preview show. So a little bit out of order with it being a Thursday game. So we got the final injury reports from the Rams and the 49ers. That's what I was waiting on to go live, just because it's so hard to, man, talk about matchups and whatever else if you don't know who's going. And there's definitely going to be some mystery. We're week 15 in the NFL season, so you don't know everything. And a lot of questionable players on both sides. But I think we've got enough now to have a conversation. So we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about the Rams season, what they've accomplished, what they've done, what their ranks are, focusing on them, focusing on matchups. We'll get into some previews. It's kind of some prediction things, scouted report things. But with the Rams, the 49ers have played the Rams, I said this on Wayne's show this morning, over 150 times. 150 plus times. That's ridiculous. That is, and again, you know, I like to put myself on blast as much as possible. I've wronged with my recency bias because I've not considered the Rams a big time rival. Kyle Shanahan has dominated them in the preseason. They got that one NFC championship win over us, but I don't consider them my hate level. I lived in LA for 6 years before I moved to the Bay Area, and there were no Rams fans to be found. I've never had a discussion with a Rams fan it naturally in the wild. It just doesn't happen. They don't exist. They just don't exist. And so, like, Seattle fans, yes. And, you know, Cowboys fans, yes. Eagles fans, yes. But the Rams have been the constant enemy of the 49ers, the only team that was in the old NFC West and currently in the NFC West with us. Remember, we had the Saints and Falcons in with us back in the day. Seattle, they were in the AFC. You know what I mean? And Cardinals, good Lord, they're no such thing as a rival with the Cardinals. They're just trying to be relevant just a little bit. But the Rams have been there the entire time. And so this game matters. It does. For Debo, it matters. Good Lord. And for Kyle, it matters. One of his buddies coaching on the other side. A lot of stuff going on there. You remember the last game? We'll talk about that. Where the Rams beat us, and you got the photo of McVay, little bitty McVay, reaching up and like rubbing the head of Shanahan, like, oh, it's okay, little whippersnapper. Like, dude, Kyle, you take offense to that stuff, man. So maybe we get a little bit of a rivalry going. And shout out to everybody else. Speaking of been here since the beginning, Josh, the executive producer of today's show, along with Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David G. Josh, 49ers faithful forever. He's such a huge help. He does everything behind the scenes. He's the man. What's up, Mosquito Killer? Applesauce, my man. Nice to see you virtually after getting to meet you in person, which was really, really cool. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. Absolutely love you guys. Look at this. Applesauce, I was on your page looking for more content, and here he is live. Yeah, I've done 4 shows, 2 breakdowns, did a Wade Breezy show, and now we're doing this live. Our last defensive breakdown is loading currently. That's going to be uploaded on the 49ersrush.com later today. As soon as the show's over, it should be populated. And then tomorrow morning, we've got our coach approach, me and the man Ant. Even though it's day of the game, we're still going to do it. I was supposed to go to the game, but we had a doctor's appointment for the kiddo. We can't get rescheduled. Wife had an emergency with her job. So I'm not going to the game tomorrow. I'm going to be sitting at home wearing my Dre Greenlaw jersey, because I expect him to be back 5'7", full participant in practice today. Oh, I've been waiting to wear that Dre Greenlaw jersey. I haven't worn it since the Super Bowl, whenever he got hurt. That was the last time I wore that bad boy, but I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it Sunday. I'm going to wear it to the doctor's appointment. I'm going to wear it at home, and I'm going to wear it for the show. I can't wait. 5'7", my favorite player in the NFL, my favorite player on the 49ers currently. The fact that we get to see him play at all, oh man, it means a lot. It means a lot to me. It does. I wasn't sure I was ever going to get to see him again. I got to wear my Huff jersey last week. That was cool at the game, and I loved it. I loved it. Oh, look at this, Joe. What's up, man? He says, get to catch a live show. Hopefully, life is awesome in the other hemisphere where you are currently. But say hey to the fam for me. Always great to see you, Joe. You're the best there is, man. And yeah, right here, Sean. He says, we finally get a huge dominant win. And then we got to get right back at it. That's what it is. I wish we could savor this. Now, bad news. Yes. Probably the worst news that we got today. Yeah, we'll skip to it. You know, my favorite thing about these shows when we do the scouting reports, this is probably my most scripted show with notes and whatnot. Almost always 10 plus pages of notes, you know, just what it is about the opposing team. My favorite thing is we get off we get off script every single time, out of order, all those things. I don't care. This y'all show. I'm just here delivering what I can. So let's talk about the injury report for both teams, because both had some unexpected announcements on players out. Malik Mustafa is out with a chest injury. That is huge. I mean, there were moments where all safeties were in and out of the lineup last week versus the Bears. A couple plays, Hufanga was out, then he was out late. Couple plays, Malik was out, Mustafa, then he was back in. Now, I mean, Gip got snaps and he looked pretty good, but it looks like Jair Brown's going to be starting for Malik Mustafa. That's terrifying. I mean, Malik Mustafa came in for like 17 plays and gave up a touchdown and a big play. Like that, I would much rather prefer Hufanga and Gip, but it's probably going to be Jair. He's been terrible. He has been terrible, but got to do what you got to do. Trent Williams out. That sucks. A bit Barch is out. Now, flip side to that, good news, Nick Bosa actually got elevated just a little bit to questionable. Had a limited practice today. That's major, major positive news. Yeah, that's huge. Isaac Garrido, guess what? Limited practice today. Love to see that. He's questionable. And then Drake Greenlaw, he's limited, or I'm sorry, he's questionable, but he was not limited in practice today. Full practice report. Gosh, man. Ugh. I freaking love it. Right here, Sean Mosquito Killer says, you know, why wouldn't they put Gibson and Huff in? Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, right here. Go back to the vet. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's really, really what I want. Ooh, look at this. Tony Meredith getting my draft work done early this year. I've started peaking. I haven't started working yet. And it's coming. I know it is. And, you know, with this being a Thursday game, I'm finally going to get a day off. I'm going to take the little man skiing this weekend for the first time this year, which I'm pretty excited about. So I'm actually going to get a day off like next Sunday. I think I'm going to take a day off. We'll see what it is. That's what's up. Hey, Rick, he says, love watching, listening while at work. Appreciate you, man. You are the best. You are the best. Peter Jeff. Yeah, the defensive breakdowns are my favorite. When we win, when we win. And that first half defensive performance versus, what's it called? The Bears, the best defensive thing we've done. Really, really, really good. Nick, oh, dude, what's up, man? We got royalty in the chat. Nick, wonderful to see you here. He says, no disrespect to D Winners. Having Dre back is beyond huge. It is. I mean, he's breaking the team down in practice. The emotional energy that he brings, it's going to elevate Fred Warner's play. And whether or not, you know, Dre Greenlaw's the number two or three back, I don't care. Him being out there in any facet, in uniform, that's huge. That's huge. Val, is George Kittle doing good? He's doing great. He's always doing great. Absolutely love George Kittle. I'm so excited about that. Now, the Rams injury report, they're missing two key starters. Probably the biggest news is Kobe Durant, their defensive tackle, probably should have won Defensive Rookie of the Year last year. He's a stud. He kind of took over that Aaron Donald role. Obviously, he's not Aaron Donald, but I do think he's their best defensive player. You could argue Jared Verse. That's a fair argument. But Kobe Durant's unreal. Unreal. He's out with a chest injury. So you're talking about, like, they had three quality defensive players. Their best one's out, in my opinion.
Are you a person who tends to overspend on or around the holidays? Well, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. And the best part is, you don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can start investing your money in just 5 minutes. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be as small as $5 a day or just some spare change. That's right. Acorns can round up every purchase you make to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So whenever you go to get your coffee before you go on that shopping trip, guess what? That's investing. I've used Acorns for a long time, way before this sponsorship started. And a big reason why is because you can invest without time and without a lot of money, and you can choose how aggressive you want to be with the amount of money that you invest. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands,
endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tyler Higbee, they're starting tight end. He's out as well. Now, questionable, their backup tight end, Davis Allen, second-year guy out of Clemson, if you watch our draft video breakdowns, really liked him. He's questionable. And then DeMarcus Robinson, their number three wide receiver, questionable. And then Jordan Whittington, their number four wide receiver, questionable. So the Rams have some injuries, obviously, nowhere near like the 49ers. That, if we're first at anything, it's injuries. That's what it is. So let's go over the Rams, where they're at. We know where the 49ers are. We're in trouble, and our backs are against the wall. But can we build some momentum off that huge win against the NFC opponent and the Chicago Bears? The Rams, they're 7-6. They're a game ahead of us. They're in second place in this division that just everybody's lumped together, coming off their best win of the year against Buffalo. And most of their weapons are back and healthy. Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp. You know, those two wide receivers didn't play against us. And, you know, we've had teams march up and down the field and beat us without their best wide receivers over and over and over three times this year. But now they got it back. So you got to go play. It's not an excuse. Now you can say, well, the 49ers, we didn't have Kittle and Debo. That is correct. We did have Ayuk back then, but we don't have our guys either. They beat us in, you know, probably my least favorite game of the year. Jared Verse, their rookie, he played really, really well. He's got 4.5 sacks, 11 tackles for loss, but he's involved in the defensive player of the year conversation. He's been very impactful. Matt Stafford's playing his best football maybe in a couple years since their Super Bowl run. Four straight games for Matthew Stafford with over two touchdown passes, zero interceptions in those four games. Like he's going red hot. And they got a lot to play for too. Next Gen Stats has them at about a 30% playoff chance. That's huge. Man, I'm so excited about this game because it matters so much for both these teams. Whoever loses, not going to the playoffs. Whoever loses, not going to the playoffs. What's up, Cynthia? She says, hashtag CC jaw driving. Be safe, girl. Be safe. Glad to see you in here, though. Makes me very, very happy. So, must-win game for the Rams. Must-win game for the 49ers. What else do you want? Two of the highest yardage offenses in the NFL. Can't go scoring with the Niners because we struggle in the red zone. But you've got two high-potent offenses, at least recently, going at it. So we'll have to see what that looks like. Now, if you look at points scored, they've had a lot of struggles this year. They're 16th. They're right in the average with 298 points on offense. Defensively, they're not a good defensive team. They haven't been a good defensive team. They're not good. They're not good. They've given up 332 points defensively. That's 24th. That's bottom 10. Bottom 10. Now, they are coming off of back-to-back wins. They beat the Saints at New Orleans, and they beat Buffalo 44-42. I mean, that's unreal. That's 86 points scored. I mean, no defense played whatsoever in that game. And they've won 3 out of 4. The Eagles beat them by 17 in week 12. And the week before that, they beat the Patriots barely 28-22. So they've won 3 out of 4, back-to-back wins. They're hoping, man. They're climbing. They really, really are. Now, to go over the 49ers numbers, points scored 308, tied for 11th. Points allowed 308. We have scored. We have a 0 point differential. 21st. Our defense has been awful all year. It really, really has been. It's crazy to go from a top three guaranteed defense in almost every category to, man, we're struggling to be average, but it's the Nick Sorensen experience. At least you're finally coming off a quality game. Yeah, you gave up two long touchdown drives in the second half, which has been a staple all season, but at least there was some good tape in the first half, so I like that. Now, let's look at the PFF snapshot of both of these units. The Rams, offensively, they're ranked 7th, top 10 unit. Defense, they're ranked 20th. Not great. Special teams, they're ranked 14th. Overall, the Rams are 12th, according to PFF. Quality team, but they're kind of right where they are. Look at the 49ers. PFF loves the 49ers. Offense, we are 4th. Defense, we're 11th. Special team, 16th. I don't know how that's possible. And overall, we're 7th. We should be higher based off of how PFF sees that, but it's just not. It's just not there. Right here, Nick, he says, loving the snippet of Gross Matos against the Bears saying, first playoff dub. The players are zoned in big time. They know exactly what each game means. You got to do it all. You got to do it all. Sean, right here, almost a third long touchdown drive, but that backward pass from Caleb helped. Yeah, that was all Evan Anderson. Great job. I mean, yeah, they drove on us in the third down. Like, so the raw all 22 film that I used to break down, 13 minutes of raw game tape for the first half defensively, 31 raw minutes for the second half defensively. We are the worst second half defense in the NFL. We are by far the worst fourth quarter defense in the NFL. And it continued, like, even when the Bills were blowing us out, they still scored in the fourth quarter with backups. And then we're blowing the Bears out, and they still score on us in the fourth quarter. We had our starters in at that point. But, yeah, it's now I like this. Applesauce, he says, season may be split into pre-Huff and post-Huff. But Toledo Ofugo is out there. We played some quality defense. That is facts. And Josh says, if Bosa plays, do we start Sam and bring Floyd in on pass rush downs? We should. We probably won't. We should. We probably won't. Like, I love how Leonard Floyd has played. And you cut his snaps. He's more efficient. He's older. Shanahan calls him the Energizer Bunny. I like that. But Sambo is more consistent. He doesn't have the sack plays. He doesn't have the splash plays. He doesn't have those things. But he's much better against the run, and he's just more consistently doing his job. Now, I would argue that Sambo did have a couple negative plays in the past game, which is new for him, but still way more positives than negatives. That's what I would do. I doubt they'll do that, though. But I do look for Sambo to continue out-snapping Leonard Floyd, and he should. And Evan Anderson should be out snapping Jordan Elliott. He is not at that point yet, but he should be. I want more consistent players. Limit the snaps of guys. Gross Matos played half of the snaps and was NFC Defensive Player of the Week. The amount of snaps doesn't dictate how effective you are. Some guys aren't as conditioned. Go back to that. I think it was the Rams game. I could be wrong on this. Gross Matos playing in the fourth quarter was absolutely gassed and just taking advantage of the entire drive, cost us a game. It might not have been the Rams game. Might have been Arizona. Might have been I think it was the Seattle game. No, I know for a fact. I remember now. The two Geno Smith touchdown runs were right towards Gross Matos. So you limit his snaps, keep him fresh, and he's effective. That's huge. So what guys don't keep their energy up? Evan Anderson, that dude's all out energy all the time. That dude played like a vet so many times in that game. He only played 14 snaps. He needs more snaps. And keep Sam Okwuonu kind of up in that 40-snap territory. Yeah, Moon Man, it was Seattle. It was Seattle. You correct. 100% correct. Now, Sean McVay, obviously the head coach of the Rams. He's been awesome. Started his career, you know, close friends, started with Gruden, then coached with Shanahan, under Shanahan at Washington, kind of all that stuff, then kind of paved his own way. When both Shanahans got fired in Washington, McVay took over. Then he became the Rams head coach the same year, 2017, that the 49ers hired Shanahan. And in fact, they had a scheduled head coaching interview with McVay, but things went so well with the Rams, they went ahead and hired him you know, outright. Mike LaFleur, their offensive coordinator, was with the 49ers from 2017 to 2020. Like, he's been a part of those guys for a long time. Applesauce Shanahan has friends. As close as Shanahan can have friends. That is correct. That is correct. So, head coach, OC, we know a lot about him. Then their defensive coordinator, Chris Shula, man, Nepo babies for the win out the wazoo for this game. You know, Chris Shula played linebacker with the Miami Redhawks, which is actually where Sean McVay played wide receiver and quarterback, kind of, back in 04 through 08. And so, like, they're college buddies. Now, his career has been incredible. He's been with the Rams since 2017 and has worked his way all the way up to defensive coordinator. But, I mean, he's been linebackers coach, assistant linebackers coach, outside linebackers coach, pass game coordinator, DB coach, linebackers coach again, pass rush coordinator, all the way to DC. He has been there through everything that McVay kind of has been through. So that's their coaching staff, and we know them all. Again, we played the Rams over 150 times. Play them at least twice a year, sometimes three. The 49ers are up 78 wins for the 49ers, 70 wins for the Rams, and three ties. So we're up eight. A lot of that has to do with the Shanahan time period where, man, they won so many consecutive wins, especially the regular season, since these two guys have showed up. McVay dominated early. We got Jimmy Garoppolo. It all flipped back under Garoppolo and Purdy. It's been all 49ers. You had the last week 18 loss with it was Carson Wentz versus Sam Darnold in the game that didn't really matter for anybody. But they beat us this year in Stafford versus Purdy. And that huge come from behind defense just absolutely sucked. You had the huge Ronnie Bell drop. You had the huge field goal miss. You had poor special teams from the punt group, poor special teams from the kickoff and kickoff return group. And they came back and beat us. That was huge. It was crazy. You look at that week three game this year that the 49ers lost to the Rams. Offensively, everything worked. You had 400 plus yards. Brock Purdy throws for three touchdowns and almost 300 yards. No picks. You run the ball 34 times for 137 yards. Like, everything, gameplay was perfect. Just defense just sucked. McVay took Sorensen to the woodshed, man. And that was back-to-back weeks. You had week two where Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings just whipped up on the Niners in the fourth quarter. And then you go and the Rams do the exact same thing. Man coverage on third down over and over again in third quarter. They just took advantage of us. We telegraphed it. It was awful. They allowed two 13-plus scoring drives. It's been a staple all year. Again, we almost saw three of those against the Bears, even though we blew them out. Like, this defense in the second half is just awful. We do the same thing nonstop, and we telegraph our coverages. Teams get a pickup of our tendencies and exploit us in the fourth quarter. Hopefully that changes. I really, really hope it does change. But that if there's one game I could change this year, it'd be that week three game. Isn't that weird? How important that week three game was down at SoFi. If I could switch one thing, that's what it would be. That one game. Oh, it was terrible. It was just absolutely terrible. Now, if you haven't joined us over on the 49ers Rush, man, you got to. The coaching tape, the football 101, best way to support the show. Here's where you go.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
I love this, Moon Man. He says, I've seen Sorensen disguising some. I think you're doing speak to text. It says Alicia's, but I think you're saying at least he's improving a little bit. He is. Now, can you do that against a quality OC? All of Sorensen's best games have been against brand new play callers or subpar, non-experienced offensive quote-unquote gurus. Every time he goes against one of those, he gets abused. Yeah, that's got to change if you're going to be in the playoffs. NY Niners, appreciate you, brother. Says tomorrow night is the season. Isn't that crazy? The season. Says we got this. We got this. We do. I'm with you, man. What's up, Salty? How we doing, man? I love it. He says, greetings from the Pacific Northwest behind enemy lines with Seattle. You're the best, Salty. You're awesome. So, yeah, right here. Jesse says, you know, if we need teams to lose, we don't deserve the playoffs. The good news is it ain't about deserving. If you're in, you're in. I would argue the New York Giants didn't deserve the playoffs as a 6 seed back in the day. They walked away with 2 championships. I think it's a 5 seed and 6 seed. Get in. Crazy things happen. You get in. Crazy things happen. And that's what they got to do. Let's talk the Rams defense. It's not good. Again, all of these are out of, you know, 32 teams ranked. They're not good. Yards, 27th allowed. Terrible. Points, 24th allowed. Bottom 10. Turnovers, they're right around the middle. They forced 15 turnovers, but they have 0 turnovers forced in 3 consecutive games. Now, they've won back-to-back games, but they're just out-dueling everybody. Their defense is just subpar. And I think they're missing their best defensive player, and Kobe Turner. I think that's huge. 27th in first downs allowed, bad. 25th in passing touchdowns allowed, bad. 28th in rushing yards. They've given up over 100 yards rushing in 4 consecutive games. And I don't care if Isaac Garrando plays or doesn't play or whatever else. You got to run the ball. You got to run the ball. I don't care if you're averaging 2.5 yards per carry. You have to stay committed to the run. You have to, you have to, you have to. 19th in rush touchdowns allowed, 27th in yards per rush allowed. They're giving up almost 5 yards per rush. Run the ball. Run the ball. You have to. You have to. Let's see here. 20th in third downs, bad. 28th in fourth downs. And the only metric out of everything that's even top 10 is their red zone defense. They are eighth. Eighth. I think that's huge. 49ers, we got better last week in the red zone. We stayed committed to the run. We ran some screenplays in there. We scored some touchdowns. So let's go. Let's go. All right here, Dade. He says, John, your number 57 jersey better not be Greenlaw. No, I've worn that jersey more than any other jersey. We've won a lot of them. So I'm not a big luck guy, but I get you. I get there. right here from Mab, he says, is Ricky Pearsall going to catch the ball this week? I think he'll get a catch. I think he'll get a catch. But yeah, it's been rough out there. NY, he says, we should know better than anyone what can happen. We were at the bad games, the 2011 NFC Championship against the Giants and the Hard Bowl. Yeah, neither of those teams looked like they stood a chance, and it kind of went the way that it went. You just got to get in. You just got to get in. That's all it is. Now, the strengths of the Rams defense, Jared Verse, really, really good. Braden Fisk is a good pass rusher. He's not good against the run. Their other rookie. They've got a lot of athleticism out there and youth, but they're not good. Like, and again, I used this quote the last time we played them. You know, Mack Brown, who, you know, Longhorn head coach for a long time, hook 'em, baby. He said, like, oh, well, you know, you're young. At least you're young. He's like, yeah, but if you're young and bad, that's not a positive. If you're young and good, that's something to build on. But young and bad, yeah, you ain't got much to work with there. And I think that's kind of what the Rams are. They're basically, look, we're going to out-duel people. If our defense gets a stop, we'll take it. That's not a way to build a team. Now, they've got some talent on the defensive side for sure, but they're just not where it is. And right here, Dr. Steve Burrow says, everyone's going to love Fisk, but he's not great against the run. Thank you. Let him penetrate and run right past him. Yeah, it's the same thing as Jordan Elliott if you watch our tape. It's so funny. The first drive of the second half, they run a trap play, and Jordan Elliott gets stuck in the trap and just keeps going upfield. We give up, I think, an 8-yard run on the very first play defensively second half. Next drive, they run the exact same play to start the drive, except we have Evan Anderson in. They trap. He fills the trap, goes across the face, which you have to go against your natural instincts to do, and he makes the tackle for a 2-yard gain. Like, it's simple. Braden Fisk, this was in my draft write-up of him as well. Like, yeah, hyper-athleticism, hyper-energy, all those things. But, man, he was a problem in the run. Problem in the run. So I think that's huge right here. Yeah, they practically demoted Fisk to special teams and pass rush special onlyist. Now, with Kobe Turner out, they don't get to do that. Braden Fisk is going to get a lot more snaps than they are comfortable with. And that's why I said before this game, and this is in my notes, I talked about on the Wayne Show, you can run the ball up the middle this game. The Rams are going to overload defensively. They're going to do their 5 and 6 man defensive line fronts where they walk up their wide nines on both sides to stop the outside zone. That's fine. You can attack this team running through the A and B gaps and C gaps. George Kittle would love that. Isaac Arendo's a better inside runner than outside runner. I know a lot of people don't see that, but his vision's a problem. But, man, you give him a trap inside zone play, you don't have to make a decision. You don't have to see. You attack. I'm going right here. I'm running right up the guard's butt and running right off that hip. So, and Patrick Taylor, I think he's a better inside runner too. So, even if Arendo can't go, I think they're weak up the middle. Kobe Turner is their best player on defense, and he's not playing. Their defensive tackle, nose tackle, and that 3-4. He anchors it all. Sometimes plays in the shade. Man, Jake Brendel, coming off his second best game of his career, he gets to play against a guy that's terrible against the run. Hey, maybe we can win that one. Maybe we can get that one. So their linebackers continue to struggle. They're not good. Omar Spates, 38th out of 84 linebackers, PFF. Christian Roseboom, 67th rated linebacker out of 84. Not good. That's where you take advantage of this. Run up the middle, play action screens, get those linebackers doing the spin cycle, and let's go. Corners are terrible. They're really not good. They're really not good. Darius Williams, 82nd ranked corner. Kobe Durant, 67th ranked corner. And their nickel, Quentin Lake, 62nd ranked corner. They don't have a top 60 guy. They don't have a top 60 guy. Safeties aren't great. Linebackers aren't great. They've got some youth on the D-line. But, man, you can take advantage of this team. You really, really can. Consistently. I think that you can. You just stick, like, run the ball, play action, all that stuff. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. Now, your quick screens to the outside to Debo stuff, probably not going to be there with that wide nine alignment on both sides, which we see the Rams do every time they play against us now. But middle screens will be, like what we saw with Kittle, where he blocks for a count, you know, rolls to the inside, you dump it off after you have two interior offensive linemen get depth. That's there. JJ, same thing. Running back screens, not your traditional out wide screen, which Shanahan likes to do the most, but the curl underneath screen that teams do to us, those will be open, especially with Kittle. You know, if you've got Kittle or JJ stretching the middle of those field, the linebackers have to drop. There's going to be room underneath. So middle screens will be open against this. We don't do it often, but man, Phil, what's up, Phil? He says, if Brindle gets his motor running, we can run up the middle. Man, we've been able to run up the middle almost all year. We haven't been able to do it great with Debo, but even when Debo's in the backfield, which I expect to see again this game, use him as a decoy. Decoy Samuel instead of Debo Samuel. That's not a bad thing. I want Debo to get a target or a touch on the very first drive, first three plays, no matter what. Then I want to move Debo to the backfield and use play action with Debo in the backfield. Do a jet sweep fake. Do a screen fake, a bubble screen fake over the top. Like teams, the Bears did this too. They made Debo Samuel the focus, and that opened up things for JJ and what's his name? The running back in the screen game and George Kittle. Debo's crushed the Rams in the past. Didn't play against them last time we played. Kittle and Debo were out, but still 400-plus yards offense. Stick with what you do. Don't do those damn empty sets. I do not want that. I do not want that at all. Right here, Tommy. Will Greenlaw start over Campbell? I think they'll rotate some, but personally, I would put Greenlaw at the three. I don't know. I haven't seen him at practice. We don't get that film footage. So obviously Campbell is not near as good as Greenlaw. Campbell's playing his best football he has all year, coming off back to back his best games with us. So he's improved. So it's we're finally to the point where Campbell's not killing us, but even at his best, he's not Greenlaw. He's not. So I don't know. Do you put Dre Greenlaw, you know, linebacker three? I think that's probably what I would do. Maybe rotate him in a couple series as that linebacker two in nickel sets. But yeah, I want Dre Greenlaw to get at least probably 25 snaps. That's kind of where he's at. And so, I mean, just having 5'7 out there, it's going to change everything. It really, really will. And yeah, I think he's going to have some bad plays. But I'm telling you, if you're an offensive player who happens to get the ball, running back, tight end, wide receiver, quarterback, you look up there and you see 5'7 facing you, it's in your head. It's in your mind. Kyle Shanahan has called Dre Greenlaw. He's like Mike Tyson with the uniform on. And what did Mike Tyson always say, right? Or not always say, but his famous quote was like, hey, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Hufanga showed up last week, made a tackle in the box against a running back early, had a tackle out of bounds where he knocked the crap out of a guy, almost a flag, set the tone. Now you're getting a meaner guy that's been waiting for 9.5 months to play. Oh, my gosh, man. Whew. I'm telling you, the Rams are like 5'7s out there, guys. They've seen it. They felt it. 5'7s out there. Oh, man, I'm so excited, dude. So excited. Can't wait. 5'7 changes everything. And like, I get the Billy Bean, EPA, all that metric. And I totally understand that that has a place. I mean, we're giving you all these stats. But the thing about football is it's a gladiator physicality sport. At the end of the day, it's Oklahoma drill. It's me versus you. Who wants it more? Who's scared? Dre Greenlaw's never been scared in his life. What he's gone through off the field, what he's gone through on the field. Oh, that dude's coming for blood. He's coming. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't care if Dre Greenlaw gets a penalty. Hopefully he doesn't. I don't care. I'm not saying I want him to play dirty, but I want the utmost physical domination that we could possibly get, man. Let's go. Dude, I freaking love it, man. Steve, appreciate you. He says, don't smile a little bit when John talks about Dre. You're dead inside. I mean, I played linebacker. I wasn't good. I was terrible. I was like a tryhard. My nickname was Rudy, like my sophomore year. Like I was like the special teams guy. It worked up to captain. And, you know, I started whatever. I wasn't good, though. But like, there's just, even as a coach, there were players. This is my guy. This is who we want to be. If I had to make a mascot off of our team, it's the Fighting Dre Greenlaws. That's who we are. Old school, man. Yes. Old school right here. NY, we need to make sure Greenlaw is still with us 2025 and beyond. He's the heartbeat. I think him and Huff. And so I've said this over and over again, both on expiring contracts. We don't have either one of them signed through whatever. You got to see what they're like. And so everybody's like, oh, shut them down. No. You shut them down, you shut them down for somebody else. Greenlaw and Huff have to come back and prove they can play to get paid. They're both on rookie contracts and late round picks. Both fifth rounders, right? These guys haven't made the money that, you know, NFL stars are. The second contract is where you get paid. They have to prove to the NFL on tape that they are still those guys to get paid, whether that's by us, I hope so, or by somebody else. And if we can't pay them, you guys know me. I want these dudes to get paid. Dre Greenlaw is a freaking foster kid, man. Are you kidding me? This dude's about to get generational wealth. Do you know what is on the line for this man? If you come back and you play subpar, this second con, he's going to have to do a prove it deal. He's proven it. He's deserved it. This dude needs to get paid. He's got to show it. Ah. I'm so excited for what is available to both of these amazing human beings / football players. Gosh, man, I hope they just keep going. And Huff made a lot of money last week. Tape was excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Is he going to have some hiccups? Yes. Conditioning's not there for either one of them. either one of them. But, gosh, I hope Greenlaw has that type of performance where it's just like, oh, that's the Trey I know. They deserve it all, man. Those two guys, they deserve it all. All right. Let's talk Rams offense. Much better offensive team than defensive team, obviously. Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams. I mean, good Lord. That's some heavyweight potential right there. Now, they struggled early, but they're hitting on all cylinders now. 16th in points, right at average. 15th in yards. 8th in turnovers. 6th in fumbles lost. 10th in interceptions. 6th in first downs. They're a top 10 offense, man, in almost every metric. 9th in passing yards. 10th in passing touchdowns. 11th in yards per rush attempt. 22nd in rush attempts. They have no problem saying, hey, we're going out there and we're going to throw the ball 10 straight times. They have no problem. They will throw the ball like crazy. 25th in rush yards, but they have been running well lately. Again, back-to-back weeks, over 130 yards rushing for the Rams offense. 12th in rush touchdowns. Kyren Williams had 2 rushing touchdowns against us earlier in the year. 27th in rush yards per attempt. That's not normal for the Shanahan offshoot scheme. I understand McVay runs his own scheme, but it's a lot of 49ers Kyle Shanahan concepts. Their offensive line hasn't been great, but they're finally getting healthy, and they're starting to gel now. 22nd and third downs, that's not normal. 10th and fourth downs, and 13th in the red zone. Their strengths, it's Stafford, Puka, Cooper Kupp. Nobody can stop them. And for people that thought Puka was a one-year kind of anomaly, wrong. Dude is just an absolute baller. Now, just to put these things into perspective, okay? So, like, the 49ers, here, let's go to our receiving leaders. George Kittle leads our team with 800 yards receiving. Juwan Jennings, 774 yards receiving. Now, they've had their wide receivers really banged up. But Puka Nacua has played 8 games. 8. He's got 708 yards receiving. Cooper Kupp's played 9 games, 657 yards. So, like, they're healthy and we're hitting them in their healthy stretch. They played us earlier and they weren't healthy and they still beat us. It's rough, man. I hate that. I really, really, really do hate that. Weaknesses, players to exploit. They've got some. Here's the thing. Their offensive line, they pay top-tier money. They don't have one top 10 guy on there. Jackson is the 14th tackle, their left tackle. Havenstein's kind of been their rock forever. He's the 24th rated tackle. Their guard, Steve Avila, who they really, really love, is the 41st guard. They wanted to move him into center. That didn't really work out. Bo Limmer out of Arkansas, I really liked in the draft. He's the 25th rated center. He's got a higher rated than Jake Brendel, but he's been banged up. He missed practice on Tuesday, practice today, though. And then Kevin Dotson, the guy that they paid a lot for to bring in the right guard out of Louisiana. He played with, Elijah Mitchell, the Fighting Cajuns. 11th. He's 11th rated guard. Good. But, like, they're paying top-tier money for those guys. So, I was wrong. I did misspeak earlier. Dre signed a 2-year extension. Team-friendly deal. Yes, that is correct. I was 100% wrong on that. My bad. He did get paid some money. I was misspoke earlier. Thank you, doctor. Dr. Steve Brule, keeping me honest. I mess up a lot. This is a live show. When I first started doing this show, for the first handful of years, they weren't live. They were just podcasts. I didn't even go on YouTube. And then, man, like, YouTube started blowing up. They're like, dude, you should put it on there. And y'all remember, like, I recorded in my bedroom back in the day. Like, I was just in my bedroom. Like, no anything. It just couldn't even see me. It was so dark. I had no clue what was going on. But, we've evolved. This is, like, episode 1200 and something. It's changed. But anyway, I used to edit the shows. Because I used to edit out my ums, and I used to edit out, like, what I'd mess up a lot because I didn't have the cadence down of talking for an hour plus by yourself. It took a long time. I'd run out. My voice would run out. I'd misspeak. I wouldn't know where to go next. It was just like a lot. But now with YouTube and everything's just live, like I don't get to edit out the mistakes. It's out there. But I prefer this because I get the conversation with you guys. And I think that's huge. And so, yeah, I do misspeak a lot. And I do make a lot of mistakes. And I'm trying to be better, always trying to improve. But always hold me accountable if I am incorrect. Jabroni, what's up, man? He says, just found out it will probably rain tomorrow. Uh-oh for Brock. Yeah, the weather, again, like, you know, in Santa Clara, let me just check the most recent with whatever it is. Rain tomorrow is 80%, but if we look at just the precipitation's gotten worse and worse. It's going to rain a lot in the morning, and then it's going to rain. It's supposed to stop at 5. That's kind of where it's at. So it's supposed to stop around 5 p.m., kickoff's at 5:15. So if it's wet, that's okay. But if it's raining during the game, Brock Purdy's biggest issues have been in heavy downpours. Now, he's played well. The Seattle Seahawks playoff game, and we won that. I was there. I was out there. It was raining. He played well. It's not like every single pass is bad, but Brock Purdy's play dips considerably in inclement wet weather. Snow, heavy rain, we've seen it. And so that is something to keep an eye on. Hopefully the rain is finished and we're good, but that is something to pay attention to. I'd prefer Brock because it doesn't rain that often, but whenever it does rain, I'm not saying bench him. I'm not saying any of that stuff. I'm just saying, hopefully the ball comes out clean. I wish he quit patting the ball. Probably my biggest issue with watching film on Brock this year is he does this pat thing nonstop, and it's not good. It knocked the ball out of his hand and tried to throw it on that one fumble in Buffalo. Yeah, stop doing that, man. It's a negative thing that he's got to work on in the offseason, no doubt about it. So, favorite matchups this game, when the 49ers are on offense, Kittle versus anybody. Their linebacker safety cannot guard George Kittle. We didn't have him last time, 400-plus yards offense anyway. Kittle. I do not care about how any team plans to attack us schematically. Don't care. George Kittle should be the focus. Period. Him getting the first catch of the Buffalo game, the never again. Yeah, you threw one screen to him and he dropped it. That's his fault. But like, no. You should have 8 to 10 plays guaranteed to George Kittle every game despite the scheme, despite the personnel. Don't give a damn. 85, I think, is having the best year of his entire career. That's saying a lot, considering he's a multi-time All-Pro. Get the damn ball to George Kittle. Don't care how. Him versus anybody, that's our best matchup when the 49ers are on offense. Them, it was, whenever I wrote this, Kobe Turner versus Jake Brendel. Kobe Turner's not playing. So now I'd probably go Jared versus Colton McKivitz. That's the one in pass protection. McKivitz wins in run, in the run game. McKivitz will win that battle. But against him in pass pro, no, he did not win it last time. Now, the good news is last time they put Jared Verse on the other side. So he's going to be going up and Trent Williams is out. Jalen Morris played great. Yeah, there we go. Now, the best blue chip matchup was Dominique Pooney versus Kobe Turner, but he's out. So I'm going to go Dominique Pooney versus Brendan Fisk. I love that matchup. I really, really do. They don't have blue chippers over there on defense, to be honest with you. They really, really don't. So Dominique Pooney versus Fisk, I think we're going to dominate that matchup. I'm very excited about that matchup, but like that's two guys that are going to be playing against each other for years to come. Like both rookies, they're going to be playing a lot of football against each other twice a year, every year. I freaking love it, man. Oh, that's awesome. Now, when the 49ers are on defense, our best matchup. It's weird to say this. I'm going Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw versus Kyren Williams, who might be one of the better running backs in the NFL. I think he's definitely top five when he's healthy. I think Kyren Williams runs hard. He always has, even whenever he was with Notre Dame. Like, he's just a hard runner. Dude, you've got three old-school time players that are just going to freaking just smash into each other. Oklahoma drill. I can't wait. But I'm taking Hufanga and Greenlaw. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm biased. I know I'm biased. I don't ever want to hide my bias. I understand everybody brings to the table, but I'm not a journalist. I'm not a beat reporter. I ain't those things. I'm a freaking fan wearing a 49ers hat. I'm a 49ers fan. It's just what it is. Their best matchup is Puka and really Puka versus anybody not named Diamador Lenore. You know, DMO is incredible, and he's having close to an all-pro season. I hate that he missed that game, but he's been playing lights out. He's the only guy we've ever had stop the slot fade. The Rams have killed us with the slot fade for years. For years. All the other corners, Renardo Green played well. Charvarius Ward, not so much, but, man, I freaking love him. It's just, yeah, I'm worried about that. Puka's... It's crazy because Cooper Kupp, there were probably 2 years where he was the best wide receiver in the NFL, or at least in the conversation. Like, Puka's in the conversation. When he's healthy, he's damn near unstoppable, especially from, you know, that slot role. But Puka plays more outside. Yeah, he plays some of the slot, but Cooper plays in the slot. Ah, Puka's, man, that dude, he's good, man. Best blue chip is Diamador Lenore versus Cooper Kupp. I'm excited about that. That's just fun football. We'll see them in nickel situations. In the past, you know, McVay and the Rams are the most 11 personnel team, which means one tight end, one fullback, or one running back, which means we're in our nickel package. Last time we played in week 3, they go 12 personnel nonstop. I think they'll be in 11. A lot of 11, but with their number 3 wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson, their number 4 wide receiver Jordan Whittington both banged up. Maybe some Tutu Atwell in there, which I don't want to see Tutu Atwell. I prefer the bigger dudes. We'll see there. Jim, John, why doesn't Purdy wear a glove on his throwing hand during bad weather? He's practiced with it. He doesn't like it. He's tried that in the offseason, and he even tried it before one of the rain games this year, and he didn't like it. So he practiced with it, but he doesn't feel comfortable with it, so he hasn't done it. He's tried it. I don't know what the answer is. I really do. Oh, what's up? We got Rob Johnson there. He says, go Irish. Williams is a dog runner, always has been. I'm not an Irish guy, but, you know, whatever. You are correct, and Rob, you are freaking awesome. So that's the only reason why I allowed that up there. We need more hook'em horns up there, which is hard to do. Anyway, I don't want to go down that stretch. Now, let's get to our bet of the week.
You know football. You watch all the games, you know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit in MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, my favorite bet this week. They're still waiting for, you know, who all is playing and whatever. With Grindo having a questionable status, the touches are going to be kind of hard to bet on this week, but I'll have those posted tomorrow. My favorite is a two-team teaser, and so we're added 6.5 points to it. So the 49ers get plus 3.5 points, so as long as they don't lose by more than a field goal. And I hate this second part, but, man, I'm going with the money here. Chiefs plus 2.5 points versus the Browns. Bet 10 to win just under $8 there. That's my favorite bet. And for you long shots, I put money on this week. So I'm going to say this. If the 49ers win the division, it's a long shot bet. I know. I put $5 down for the 49ers to win the NFC West. I know it's a long shot. Don't do it. But if they do, $5 to win 90. I don't feel like it's that long of a long shot. There's a chance the 49ers could win out, and there's a chance the 49ers can go 4-1. If that one loss isn't against an NFC West opponent, I think that there's a chance. I don't believe in the Seahawks. Don't believe in the Rams defense. Don't believe in Arizona, period. Niners, if they stay where they're at, it's a long shot. They've dug themselves a hole, but that's where it is. Also, just getting breaking news, not to deal with the Niners, but Bill Belichick just agreed to become the head coach at University of North Carolina. That's cool. Got paid $10 million, 3 years, $10 million a year. Whew, curious to see how that's going to work out. ACC going to be fun. Now, predictions. It's hard to predict the 49ers this year. What's Shanahan showing up? Does he stay committed to the run? Does he go pass heavy? Which defense is showing up? Are we running man coverage every third down like Sorensen wants to do? Or are we doing what you should do and stick in zone and be who you are? I don't know. That's the hard part. Offensively, you run the ball no matter what. I don't care if you're getting 2 yards a carry. You have to outpace the run game because everything works off that. The play action, the screens, wear their defense down, not ours. Runs up the middle will be open this week, especially with Kobe Turner out. You can run the damn ball. If you have to force throws in tight coverage, which their secondary is terrible, make sure it's Kittle or make sure it's Juwan Jennings. I don't want forced throws to Debo or running backs. That's not the recipe. That's how you get turnovers. Stay away from that. If you do force it to Kittle, force it to JJ. They're your outlets. It's what it is. Find ways to use screens versus loaded fronts. Middle screens will be open. Lots of play pass, not play action. Now, oh, look at this. What's up, JP? So great to see you, man. Ah, dude, great to see you. Put a smile on my face. Play pass is where you don't turn your back to the defense. Play action, and some people don't use this terminology, but in coaching groups you do, and with quarterbacks you do. And so play action is where you snap usually under center, turn your back to the defense, elongated handoff play. Think Peyton Manning. He's probably one of the best at it ever. And then you turn around and make a play. That's hard to do against 5 and 6 defensive line fronts because somebody's probably going to be coming free. Play pass, however, you catch, keep your eyes downfield, literally just give like a handoff motion, then throw it quick. That I want play pass. I want a lot of that. Quick play action. Freeze those backers. Drift. Man, mesh. In breakers, going to be wide open against these linebackers. They're not there. They're not good. Make Debo a decoy. Get them involved early. And then allow them to overflow to Debo's side and use them as a fake, as a decoy. The Bears' number one defensive focus was to take away Debo Samuel. That opened everything up. Let them do that. Defensively, this is one I'm not so sure about. I'm not worried about the 49ers offense, especially yards-wise. Can they cash in touchdowns instead of field goals? That's going to be huge, or miss field goals. But Salt and Pepper, are we in trouble because Jair Brown's back in the starting lineup? Yeah, you are. Nick Sorensen has no idea where to put him because here's the problem. Jair Brown is like one of the worst whenever he's back deep. Single high or quarters coverage. Can't do it. Gave up a touchdown in quarters coverage. He was only out there for like 17 snaps. He can't do it. You got to keep Jair Brown in the box, but that means Hufanga has to play back deep. I don't like that. Yeah, I'm concerned. Sorensen, Jair Brown, concern. Defensive tackles, concern. Defense, don't let the run game kill you. They're going to move the ball. Matt Stafford, Puka, Kupp, they're going to move the ball. But don't let the run game beat you. The pass game, and if they're throwing the ball 35, 40 times, you're going to get some turnovers. If they run the ball efficiently, like they did against us earlier, you're not going to get those chances. I would prefer Gip. I would be practicing Gip, and I'd be rotating. Yes, I would. It's not like they have burner wide receivers out there. Tutu Atwell, a little bit different. But, like, these aren't blazers, right? You got laser and blazer and all types of lasers. Dodgeball reference there. But, like, they are slower physical wide receivers. Gip can play on that. He can play that shell eraser role. You got to have Hufanga in the box, man. Stop the run is key. Make them throw the ball like crazy. That's where the turnovers are going to come. That's where it's going to come. Hitting Stafford, that's where turnovers will come. Staying in your zone pockets. Yeah, he's going to dice you apart, and they're going to have some long drives, but at least there's a chance of turnovers. You let them run the ball like they have the last three games. No turnovers. They do whatever the hell they want offensively. You have to make them one-dimensional. Have to. Stay in zone. Make them dink and dunk. Gosh, do not go man on third down. Do not go man on third and long. I know Demo can play the slot fade, but nobody else can play well, especially with Jair Brown. Don't go man coverage. Don't go man coverage. We almost did no man coverage in the first half against the Bears, and we just completely shut them down. I think maybe two or three plays tops. Second half, we come out, start going man. They drive down as three consecutive drives in a row. That one backwards pass, dumb thing from Caleb Williams, stopped one of the drives. The other two long touchdown drives. It's not who we are, man. Come on, Sorensen. Don't screw it up for us. You're coming off your best called game. Still almost screwed it up for us. It wasn't even close, but still. Like, come on, man. Stay in zone. Disguise as best you can. I know it's hard for you. And with Jair Brown out there, it's kind of hard to do. He's lost. Yeah. That's hard. Special teams, just don't screw it up again. Be a nod factor. It will be okay. You do those things. Whoever has the ball last, I think, is going to win. It's going to be a freaking offensive juggernaut. This is the highest over-under total points scored, 50, of the entire NFL slate. All 16 games this week. All of them. It's the highest scoring projected game on a short week. Ooh, with possible rain. I don't know. I might bet the under on that. I think I'm going to. But I've got it. 49ers winning 27-24. I got us winning by a field goal. That's scary to say because our field goal is terrible. But I think we have the better team. It's weird to say. I think we have the better defense. I don't know about better offense. Special teams, no. But I think we have the better. I know we have the better defensive personnel. I take their coaching staff over our defensive coaching staff by a mile. They always get more out of less. But with Greenlaw back, I think Nick Bosa plays. And with Huff back, Campbell's playing decent football. We're figuring out, you know, right here, John, appreciate you. He says, can we depend on the production of Itur Gross Matos, or will he disappear like Drake Jackson did? No, I don't think you depend on him having three sacks and four solo stops and the tackle for loss. Yeah, that's never going to happen again, probably. I hope it does. But you found his role, which is you're getting half the snaps, and we're going to put you into pass rush situations in our NASCAR package. That's huge. He actually made some really good plays in the run, but like you can't wear them down. So with him and Floyd, limited snaps, there's guys who can eat up snaps. Robert Beal, man, that dude is a run. I want Robert Beal getting 25 snaps this week. He stops the run. I care more about that than anything else. I know everybody, and I hate it too whenever I'm watching Stafford in a clean pocket. I don't like that either. But I don't care. That's not going to beat us. What's going to beat us is if they run the ball against us. And the way that they're going to run the ball against us is if Jordan Elliott, Itur Gross Matos, and Leonard Floyd are out there all together against the run. That's not the recipe for success for this team. It's not. Out there in the pass rush, sure. But early downs, I want Sam O. I want Robert Beal. I want Evan Anderson. I want Malik Collins. Those are plus run defenders. Get them in obvious passing downs, then let those guys, Itur Gross Matos, Jordan Elliott, the slashers, let them go. But man, Robert Beal, Sam O, Evan Anderson, stuff the damn run early. Ah, man, I like it. Uncle Salty says, great show, John. Oh, thank you, man. Hope we'll be doing a post-game celebration tomorrow night. Yeah, so I'm staying home. I got the doctor's appointment with the kiddo. It'd be over right before the game, so I should be able to be home by then. But, yeah, I'll be here in the mothership. So we'll do a prolonged. I won't be at Levi's with people yelling at me and stuff, whatever. I'll be live here home. So we'll do a long celebration or therapy show. Oh, man. No game means more than this game. This is it. I love it. I love that it counts. And I hate the Rams. You guys are incredible, though, and I'm very thankful for you. Appreciate y'all. And we'll be live in the morning with Coach Approach at 10 a.m., and then we got the post-game show. So two live shows tomorrow. Can't wait. Let's get it done. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.